Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back with you. And you know the big story of the day. It's impeachment. Nancy Pelosi, just in the last hour or so, coming out stating emphatically, Democrats will move ahead with articles of impeachment against President Donald J. Trump. That's the plan. I just want to give you a heads up here because you're going to hear Nancy Pelosi share her comments, just a little bit of what she had to say just a little while ago in explaining the rationale behind this particular decision. Now, we'll talk about it, and I want to get your perspective on the decision that's been made and where this goes from here, what you believe this looks like. Will the Democrats be able to convince the American people that there's really something here of substance? I'm just going to be honest with you. I didn't watch any of this stupid nonsense yesterday. I had more important things to do, like floss the cat, watch paint dry. I'm serious. These are not serious people at all. None of them. They are not serious. Everything to them is about politics and about winning and losing. That's what this is about. This is a calculated political hit. It's all it is. And I've never believed differently on this particular subject. Let's listen to this really idiotic, babbling moron, Nancy Pelosi, and her comments just a little while ago.
The Judiciary Committee... At the Judiciary Committee, the American people heard testimony from leading American constitutional scholars who illuminated, without a doubt, that the president's actions are a profound violation of the public trust. The president's actions have seriously violated the Constitution, especially when he says and acts upon the belief, Article 2 says I can do whatever I want. No, his wrongdoing strikes at the very heart of our Constitution, a separation of powers, three co-equal branches, each a check and balance.
Okay, stop her just for a moment. This idiot is trying to educate us on the Constitution. Seriously. This woman knows nothing about the Constitution except how to subvert the Constitution of the United States. That's all she knows. These people are all about one thing, that is power, the acquisition of power and the abuse of power. This is one of the ironies of this entire thing. The very thing they're accusing President Donald Trump of, they're doing themselves. We're going to talk about one aspect of this a little bit later on, which ought to alarm every single solitary one of you. Where is conservative radio? Where are conservatives in Congress calling for investigations? And what I'm talking about is the acquisition of phone records. This country ought to be in an uproar and demand the impeachment of members of Congress who accessed records they have no right to. But we don't care about that, do we? We cannot be distracted by smoke and mirrors and nonsense. We cannot afford that. Now, as much as I believe this whole process is a sham, I also implore you, please do not get caught up in the idea that this whole thing is about Donald Trump, because it is not. He believes this is all about him. Congress, at least the Democrats, believe this is all about him. Too many Republicans believe this is all about him and defending him. That's not the point. For those of us who believe in the Constitution of the United States of America, the point is we've lost sight of the country. We've lost sight of our constitutional foundations. And we've gotten involved in this stupid freaking food fight that is endless. And I'm saying we need to step back from this a bit and start talking about what really matters. What really matters is an ongoing abuse of power, a usurpation of power, which you're going to talk about a little bit later on. But I am not interested in hearing lectures about the Constitution from the Wicked Witch of the West, Nancy Pelosi. She has nothing to contribute to a constitutional conversation. Zero. All right, keep playing this drivel.
A republic, if we can keep, said Benjamin Franklin.
Okay, stop it. Stop this again. A republic, if we can keep it. You are destroying that republic by your behavior. This is so Orwellian. It's scary. It really is. Here's this woman in the midst of abusing the constitutional system and processes, and what does she do?
We're concerned about the Constitution and protecting our republic, and hopefully we can keep it.
Shut up. All right, keep this nonsense going. There's not much more.
Our democracy is what is at stake. The president leaves us no choice but to act, because he is trying to corrupt once again the election for his own benefit. The president has engaged in abuse of power, undermining our national security and jeopardizing the integrity of our elections. His actions are in defiance of the vision of our founders and the oath of office that he takes to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Sadly, but with confidence and humility.
Okay, stop this a minute. This is an insult to our intelligence. Are you telling me this woman is sad about what she's doing? If you're sad, you'll repent in sackcloth and ashes and put a stop to this stupid nonsense. I don't believe it for a moment.
We really don't want to do this, and it just breaks our hearts.
Shut up. Keep it going.
Allegiance to our founders and a heart full of love for America.
Oh, no. No.
Today,
stop it. Oh, no. Hang on just a moment. Did this political hack just say love for America? You know what this woman loves? Herself. That's it. She loves herself. She also loves to hear herself talk, even though it doesn't make any sense. Keep going.
Asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment. I commend our committee chairs and our members for their somber approach to actions which I wish the president had not made necessary. In signing the Declaration of Independence, our founders invoked
Okay, stop. Oh, gosh, I can't take any more. Now she's talking about the Declaration of Independence. I mean, this is a woman. I mean, I'm just going to be blunt about these. These people do not believe in our founding documents. They don't. None of them do. They will use those founding documents when it's convenient for them. Because the truth of the matter is, if any of these founding fathers understood a woman like her, they would have warned you about her. In fact, I think they have. More of this when we continue.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WBT's Holiday on Ice, the perfect family outing. No better location for family holiday fun than Holiday on Ice. And this Sunday, December 8th, WBT inviting all princesses and Super Bowl heroes to come in. Superheroes, not Super Bowl. To come in and skate in the heart of Uptown from noon to 4. All you Spideys, Hulks, and Tianas, lace up your skates, enjoy the best skating in Charlotte, and share the warmth with a cup of hot chocolate, courtesy of Piedmont Natural Gas. Located at the NASCAR Hall of Fame Plaza in Uptown, it's the Holiday on Ice Princess and Superhero Day, presented by Sprint, Sunday, December 8th, noon to 4. Visit HolidayOnIceCharlotte.com for details. We had a caller suggest that we play this music. I think it's very appropriate for what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. Don't you think? Yes. Nancy Pelosi saying we're moving ahead with articles of impeachment. Over on the text line, we start here. Man, people in rare form already. Realistically, Barr has only 1 year left to do his job, assuming Trump doesn't get reelected. Wouldn't he want to bring some charges on something very soon? Barr's against Trump and part of the Swamp Protectors. Really? You really think that? This text cracks me up in light of our first segment. Time to turn the station. The Trump basher is on. You can go to your safe space now. I mean, seriously. Of all the moronic things to post. Another person, I gave you the heads up that we were going to play some Pelosi. Please, no Pelosi, Vince, please! Yeah. When did they start caring about the Constitution? They've always said it's a living document, that it should be changed. Yeah. Vince, Pelosi's babbling about wrongdoing. Doesn't mention anything specific. Of course not, because there ain't nothing. President Trump. We'll turn this around on them and wear this impeachment like a badge of honor. Nancy Pelosi and Nadler just signed the death certificates of the Democratic Party in America. We will not forget. Well, we can only hope. We can only hope. Today is just another day in D.C. I'm not even slightly surprised they had to use a whiteout marker to change impeachment documents originally dated 11-4-2016. You know what that is, of course. That's Election Day. I mean, seriously, there are people who set out to do that from day one. Just an observation. Pelosi sounded very much like the possessed girl in the Exorcist movie today. I'll leave that alone for now. I'm thankful we're on the same page, sir. I partake in the Trump aid, so sometimes I have to check myself and reflect. It's comforting to hear those not emotionally involved with Trump, seeing this through the same lens as my own. You're a voice of reason. Thank you. That is my favorite text today so far. Not because you agree with me, but you understand this is about reason. Now, before this show, and I don't do a lot with social media, but I posted something just a few minutes ago. And occasionally, I'll do this, encouraging people just to listen to the show on social media. And one of the things I want people to understand that I am is fair and that I have a perspective that's different. I'm not going to do what other people are doing. And some people get it, some people don't. Because some people want 24/7 cheerleaders for the president or for some other cause. I'm a 24/7 cheerleader for the Constitution of the United States of America. That's what I am. And to the extent to which people are on that same page, great. But if people are off veering onto all kinds of other hobbies, idols, whatever it is, I ain't there. I'm not going to defend anybody's party or anybody's personality if it doesn't line up with the Constitution. It's just that simple. We will take a couple of calls here, beginning with Neil in Charlotte. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Vince. I'm going to start out by breaking all of the PC rules. Merry Christmas and may God bless you.
Same to you.
Listen, I'm going to make a couple of quick points. Number one, anybody with any kind of intelligence will automatically understand that the Democratic Party has just handed the election to the Republicans. The other point is that Nancy Pelosi sounds like she has a defibrillator permanently attached to her. And the other point that I have is that I was very impressed yesterday with one Mr. Jim Jordan. The more I see this man, the more I like him.
Great guy.
You guys have a great day. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Thank you very much, Neil. And, you know, I mentioned I had the opportunity to meet Jim Jordan a couple of times. I think the first time I met him in person was in Northern Kentucky a couple of years ago with my good friend Thomas Massey, a Freedom event there. And, Jim is solid. He is a solid guy, no question about that. I'm expecting something pithy out of Gerald out of Cowpens this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Hey, Vince, let me say this one more time. You could take the brain of most Democrats, put it in a hummingbird head, and it would fly backwards and suck a mule's ass for a circle.
Oh, gosh. I'm gone. I really am. Oh, man. Just wearing me out. And this is only the first hour. Let's go out to Fort Mill and Tom. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Actually, it's a Laurel and Hardy good morning to you.
Okay.
Hey, I understand that the police are not going to give out tickets in December. Instead, they're going to give out Panther tickets. So.
As a punishment, is that what you're saying?
Well, just to try to fill the stands up.
That is so cruel. You should be ashamed of yourself, Tom, making such an awful comment. Don't ever call this show again. I'm just kidding. I don't mind having a sense of humor. That is really cruel. Absolutely cruel. But what can you do? What can you do? I mean, the text line is just scrolling. There's no way that I'll get to all of these texts. There are just so many here, and a lot of good ones. Where are the fact witnesses? Where's Rudy? Where's Mulvaney? Where's Bolton? Well, we don't care about facts. Hearing Piglosi talk about the vision of our founding fathers makes me throw up a little in the back of my mouth. Also, we're a republic, not a democracy. Makes me freaking insane. These people don't care about the founders. The only time they bring them up is when it's convenient to try and make a point of their own. They cared about the founders. They would not be pushing for restrictions on the Second Amendment. They would have pushed to legalize gay marriage. They would not have done that.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And they would not push to legalize abortion. Yeah. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Can you imagine the founding fathers? You know, let's protect the right to kill babies. I mean, let's just be honest. That is the foundation of the Democrat Party. That's it. Everything else builds upon this culture of death. This is why I could never be a Democrat. Now, I'm wrestling with the idea of being Republican because I believe in Republican principles and values. I do not believe in this Republican Party. I really don't. And for those who might be aghast, I can't believe you said that. It's like me making a similar declaration about a church. I can say that I believe in its tenets of faith, but I don't believe what they're really living and standing for. See, it's one thing for something to be theoretical. It's another thing for it to be practice. If it ain't practice, it ain't worth the paper it's written on. That's the point that I'm making. And I don't see any of this stuff. These supposed values, principles, all this stuff, I don't see it being practiced and advocated anywhere right now. We are in a political, partisan crap hole. I don't know what else to call it. That's all it is, with people sniping back and forth about stupid nonsense. We're going to talk about an important issue coming up. Stay with us. Join WBT and John Hancock at the annual Hey Kid, It's Santa bike drive. It's coming up December 13th, 6 to 9 p.m. South Mecklenburg High School. We'll broadcast live as we accept your generous bike donations. For 26 years, WBT and our listeners have supported Kids First to the Carolinas, helping kids enjoy Christmas, and that need continues. Visit WBT.com for details and directions, or KidsFirstToTheCarolinas.org to donate. Hope to see you at the bike drive. And a number of you still sounding off about Nancy Pelosi, her announcement she is pushing ahead with impeachment. These folks are literally possessed, hellbent on carrying out this just nonsensical process, which will waste all kinds of time, money, and brain cells, if there are any left in Washington, D.C. Pete, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Vince. I just want to say a great effort with your opening today. And the point I really appreciated was this is about the Constitution. That's what it's about.
Yes.
You know, whether they know it or not, Vince, that's what it's about. You know, winning to me more so than maybe you is everything. And as long as we win, I can live with it. Now, I will say this, and I want to ask you a question. What do you think about the new House since McCarthy's taken over?
Do you really want my answer to that?
Well, I'm just thinking of these last couple of weeks. I don't think we would have seen this during the Ryan period.
Well, you wouldn't have seen this during the Ryan period because there was no challenge there. There's nobody challenging him to do anything. I mean, I think this is one of the things that was kind of pathetic about the first couple of years of the Trump presidency. There's a lot of things that went undone, and I think Trump should have pulled Paul Ryan's pants down in front of the public, and unfortunately that did not happen. I think somebody like Kevin McCarthy is a typical political hack suck-up, and what these people are is they will do anything they can to survive. Are you a regular listener to this program, Pete?
I would say semi-regular.
Okay, reason I asked that question just the other day, I think it was on Tuesday, I made the comment that I was quite disturbed about the fact that in North Carolina, there's apparently not going to be a serious challenger in the U.S. Senate race. And that all of these candidates, all they have to do right now is to stick to Donald Trump. and hold on to his coattails for dear life, and they can be the most despicable human beings on the planet, and nobody cares, because all they have to do is, I'm in favor of Donald Trump. That's all they have to do, and that's what they're doing, and Kevin McCarthy knows how to play the game. He's a brilliant politician. He knows that if it looks like I'm strong, I'm standing up, and I've got some spine, that people will be sucked in by this. They will vote for him, and he'll probably end up being minority leader again unless Republicans win the House, and then he has a good chance of becoming Speaker, even though he has one of the worst records in the House among Republicans for voting records.
Yeah, it wasn't a compliment of McCarthy necessarily.
I get what you're saying. It's better than before, but you have to understand it's because of the political atmosphere.
Sure.
It's because Donald Trump is there. And they know that if they come across as wimpy, certainly if they either don't show up or if they say something contrary to what he thinks, then, you know, they're doomed politically. This is a time of survival. So every single one of these guys, they're going to do and say what they need to say to survive and to make sure that the mob stays with them. Does that make sense?
No, and I get your point. I guess my larger point is, whatever it comes from, I'm not as big on the root of it as what occurs. You know, it's not so much about the means.
So you're
me, I hate to say it, but it's about the end. In the end, if these guys unknowingly protect the Constitution, I thought Turley was brilliant yesterday, then I'll take it.
Yes.
The Democrats, like you said, they're tearing the dang old thing up.
I mean, yes.
Knowingly, right?
Yes.
I mean, and the Republicans are doing, you know, as stooges, I don't know. One last question. would Paul Ryan have put Jim Jordan on the Intelligence Committee hearings?
Maybe not. It's hard to tell. I mean, it's really hard to tell. But, yes, there's no question, Pete. We're in a different era. And, there are good aspects of that. And what I try to do is to celebrate the good things that happen. And the rest of it, you just have to ignore on some level. Good to hear from you, Pete. Do call again. Let's go out to Stanley and Sammy. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. I just was listening to the show. I'm an avid listener. I listen almost every day. And I'm so tired of hearing these so supposedly expert legal scholars
refer
to us as a democracy.
Right.
We're representative from the republic. And I learned that in civics class in the eighth grade.
Yep.
You would think that by the time somebody became a professor at a college level to teach people what time it is, that they would at least be able to look at a watch and see what time it was.
And you know the true answer to this, Sammy, that the state that we're in right now, you obviously do not expect people to know better, do you? Really don't.
You know, and then the other thing that bothers me a lot, and I hear you talk about this a good bit, because I'm a Christian like you are, and it really bothers me how anybody could be supportive of a party that agrees to not only killing babies before they're born, but even killing them after they're born.
Yep. What can you do? I mean, there's...
I mean, that's the same thing as murder.
Yeah. Of course it is. This is why, and you've made the point. This is why I completely rule out supporting the Democrat Party. You just can't. They're a pro-death party.
You cannot support a party that believes in going against what the Bible says. I mean, the Bible, you know, people tell you all the time, well, the Bible doesn't say anything about abortion. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
The Lord said, I knew ye before ye were a seed.
Yes, yes, yes. By the way, I need to track down this video. Thanks for your call there, Sammy. Enjoy the conversation. I watched a video years ago. In fact, I'm pretty sure I have this video. I tracked this down. I watched this video when I was in Kentucky. I was a teenager, probably late teens, early 20s, way back when I was in Kentucky. And once I moved here to North Carolina, I did a search to find this video. All I had was a general description. And I was able to track it down and find it, a really excellent pro-life video. And it did the best job I have ever seen on tying the history of abortion to... Do you know what abortion really was in history? child sacrifice. It's always been with us. Always been with us. It's just changed forms and names. And now, you know, through the magic of the abuse of language, we're able to call it something that it's not. Pro-choice. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Everybody needs a choice. And pro-women. That's another phrase that's thrown around. But this video just does a great job explaining the roots of child sacrifice and how, and I'll just tell you, what it was about was empowering a type of goddess status. That's what it was about. Does this sound familiar? This is the modern women's movement. And I've said this before, because a lot of women, what they're looking for is not equality, it's supremacy. Make no mistake about it. And if millions of babies have to be killed in the process, so be it.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Because I have profound sympathy for your ears, and also I know some of you may be eating lunch, I will not subject you to Nancy Pelosi, who is back taking questions from reporters about her statement earlier calling for the House to proceed with impeachment. So I just want to get credit for sparing you of this woman. I mean, it's, gosh, I've got to get away from this. Let's go out to Knoxville and Ray. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning. I come over here every morning to Greenville, and you're a joy to listen to.
Thank
you. It's nice to know what side of the fence you are on.
Well, thank you.
And you don't affiliate with it, with that particular party that's on that side. I listen to Triple H at WOKI when I go back toward Knoxville. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but it's hard to find out what side he's on, you know. But this impeachment deal, when Nancy Pelosi stands at that podium and indicates that she's defending the Constitution, when the Democrats, there are no way in this world concerned with the Constitution, but, you know, with the Second Amendment, with abortion rights, with our veterans' rights, you can just go on down the line and come up with reasons why they're not concerned with the Constitution. And you go to this abortion issue, you can't understand the abortion issue unless you've been stared in the eye of a gynecologist and indicate to you that your baby has a birth defect and you have to make a decision.
Yeah.
And I'm a Christian, and I was a Christian when he looked at me, and he was a Baptist minister at the hospital, the particular hospital in Atlanta. And I looked him in the eye as he looked me in the eye, and I told him, there's no question. And he said, you're the only man that I ever looked in the eye and has been strong enough and has been that strong with that type of issue. I said, there's never been a question in my mind that we're not going to go through this pregnancy for my daughter. And, you know, she was born healthy as any baby out there.
Isn't that amazing?
Now, what would it have been if I said, well, we can't afford to take care of a handicapped baby or a mentally ill, mentally handicapped baby. We can't afford that. Let's go ahead and go through with this.
Yep. Yeah. I hear you.
What would happen?
Ray, thank you. Thank you for your courage.
Absolutely. Another thing is President Trump has got the wealth where he could just resign and his family could live in wealth and lush. And luxury for the rest of their life. What would it take for him just to resign?
Oh, gosh, please.
He's under a microscope, Vince. He cannot even recognize a canine from the military for heroic activity without coming under scrutiny from the left. I cannot understand for the life of me that he goes through with this, but that for his, for the love of his country.
Well, that's what you think motivates Mitch McConnell?
Well, I'm talking, Mitch, Lindsey Graham. Okay. Why don't we get any more pushback from these senior legislators that profess to being on the GOP ticket? Why don't we get any more pushback from these individuals? I have no idea.
Well, I appreciate your call there, Ray, and thanks for listening on a regular basis there on our Greenville station. And I'll just tell you, Mitch McConnell, you want to talk about a masterful politician? This guy is brilliant because what he's done, he's figured out a way to just stay out of the spotlight. All he has to do is sit back and not get any attention. And I should also remind you again, his wife is in the Trump administration, a cabinet secretary. So just keep that in mind. We'll get to more of your calls in a bit here. There's a couple of awesome Babylon Bee posts that I absolutely love. This bombshell testimony reveals some people do not like President Trump. No. Bombshell testimony on Capitol Hill revealed a shocking truth that some people do not like President Trump. Several progressive experts were brought in to testify. They all confirmed the startling revelation. Some of the country does not care much for Trump and wants him to be impeached. This shocking revelation may be the end for the Trump administration, said Representative Gerald Nadler. It's game over, lights out. The jig is up. The fat lady is singing. The curtains have fallen. The walls are closing in. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump voluntarily resigns after this. We've spent millions of taxpayer dollars and used up everybody's precious time, but it was all worth it. These liberal professors do not like Trump, and rumor has it that some other people in America don't like him either. Democrats renewed calls for Trump to resign following this bombshell testimony. It's possible Trump insists on remaining in office, even though some people do not like him, said pundit Bill Maher. You know who else stayed in office, even though people did not like him? Adolf J. Hitler. Is his middle initial J? I'm not sure, but it sounded better that way. Anyway, let's enact a coup to get him out of office. Babylon Bee post. And seriously, this really sums up everything you heard. And I'm serious when I say this. I don't even bother watching. It's not worth my time to listen to these people. It kind of reminds me of a scripture I just read yesterday. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And that's what we've got, ladies and gentlemen. We've got glorified fools with letters behind their names. That's it. Glorified fools. And the sad thing is, these are the kinds of people who believe their own hype. They believe their own so-called expertise. So there's really no correcting them or adjusting them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.